The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's Community Radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. Are we going?
We are going.
All right, we're gone.
Oh, my. So we're both sitting here. Usually this room is pretty cool because of all the equipment has to be at a certain temperature, and we're both dying.
It all of a sudden got hot.
Yeah, it did. And we're not having hot flashes.
And we're not hot.
No. No. Not anymore. So interestingly, yesterday, which may have been last week to those of you who are listening right now.
Okay.
Did you have that weather? Did you have that, like, pop-up ice, hail, snowstorm?
But not for long.
About 5:30 yesterday? It just I was driving to Lee, and it was fine, and all of a sudden...
No, it wasn't.
On Holmes Road, it wasn't anymore.
Uh-huh.
And then it was a total whiteout, and the people behind me had their flashers on.
I don't think we had it that bad I was.
Yeah, it was bad. And the funny thing is, when I came out of where I was in Lee, which was almost like, it was about 8:30, the snow was powder, like chalky, like
very wet?
No, just kind of like, remember Ivory snowflakes?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like that, like smeary. It wasn't what I thought it would be, because these little pellets.
Maybe it wasn't snow.
Maybe not. Hey, maybe it was manna.
Hey.
Maybe we were supposed to eat it and save it. But it's almost gone.
As long as it wasn't yellow.
It's almost gone now.
And yeah.
But
it's spitting snow.
Yeah, and it's cold. Well, you know, we've had spring. We've had winter. We haven't had summer yet in the last few weeks.
I know.
But we've had spring and winter back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. We even did some yard work and ordered some mulch. It tricked us. You know, you get tricked.
It does. You get that feeling like, yeah, this is it.
This is it. And then, uh-oh.
No, it's not.
No, no, no.
Okay.
Yes, and you have a disclaimer this morning.
I do.
And I actually heard the one from last week because Mark said, I have to go. I have to watch. I have to listen to my show. And it was crazy. It was good. And here we go.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its host, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
I like that little breath at the end. That was a little bit of Mae West and one of the Seven Dwarfs, Sleepy.
Oh, that's good. Well, that's good.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are Stuff. WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, every Thursday morning at 8:30, and I must tell you, I had someone who's been on our show tell me last week that, and it's funny because you mentioned this, that we're different than we were before. I said, what are you talking about? I went, oh, because, you know, we started out with tips and tricks and
yeah,
we kind of moved away.
Yeah.
No, she said, you guys were like hysterical laughing a lot. She said, it's not a bad thing. It's good. You're still really good, which, of course, we know. So I thought,
So we have our silly levelness has gone down.
I guess maybe we haven't gotten I said, you know what? We don't plan it.
I thought it was too high to begin with.
Whatever. You know what? We roll with it, really. And sometimes we're literally out of control.
Oh, yeah.
Almost, we have to put music on mm-hmm. because we can't breathe or mm-hmm. talk. But it's good for my soul.
If you're not listening, you're safe.
It's so good. It's just so, you know, because I leave here just like, okay, that was great.
I have to turn everything off that happens to me in my real life when I get in here.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Because they don't mesh.
They don't mesh. So you become another person?
I become a realer fool.
And that's good. Isn't that good?
I'll take what I can get.
I think it's very good.
Okay.
And, you know, when you know that people are listening and they're making comments and things, I love it. I love it. I love it.
And I want to thank those who have written in and said, yes, we are listening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think they're just so overwhelmed and so impressed with us. They just don't know what to say.
if you could only see her face right
maybe
now.
Maybe we should get an Oscar. Or an award of some kind.
I don't want an Oscar. I want a lily.
A lily?
A lily.
What's a lily?
Is that an award? That's grown in... No.
Oh! Is the lily an award? A radio show award?
No. I don't
Maybe.
Know.
Is there?
Is it?
I don't know.
Can we?
We could create a radio show award and get it ourselves.
We could, but we can't give it to ourselves.
Present it to ourselves.
No.
So this morning, I wanted so badly, but I thought I was running late. I wanted to make you a banana and a peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwich. And I thought I only have wheat bread. But I think she likes wheat bread.
Yeah.
I think that works.
Yeah.
And I mean, like I told you, my hair's still kind of wet. And because I wait until the last minute to take a shower. I should get up, take the shower, and then do my stuff.
Yeah.
But I do it backwards. And I've always been that way.
I am not going to. No. Okay.
Yeah. Backwards. So, but I may surprise you one day.
Hey,
and
I'll eat it.
Have a little picnic.
I'll eat it.
And have some chocolate milk and a peanut butter and mayo sandwich. Chocolate milk? Milk.
I think that would work.
Yeah, chocolate milk?
Because I don't really drink milk.
Water?
Water's good.
Water and a peanut butter and mayo sandwich. What goes on the side? Chips?
Oh, yeah.
An onion dip?
No.
It chips.
Just chips.
Do you put the chips inside the sandwich?
No.
It's good.
I can try that.
I have peanut butter and jelly with chips inside. It's good.
What are we talking about today?
We are talking about holidays first.
Okay.
We are talking about holidays, and we're going to start on the 28th of March, which is something on a stick day, and the 29th, I know, and I guess you could almost put anything, well, you can't put like beef bourguignon on a stick.
Why not?
Beef stroganoff on a stick.
It would coat it.
It would coat the stick?
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. It'd be fun to eat a meal with just sticks. Not chopsticks, just sticks.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Help. The 29th is Smoke and Mirrors Day.
Ooh.
Speaking of smoke and mirrors, I listened to one of your shows.
Did you?
Yes.
Which one?
It was the one about the woman somebody died in the beginning, and then she was able to bring people back from the dead.
Did she have a kinda
condo?
Kinda accent that went down like that. Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Yes, and I have to tell you, your voice is perfect for reading. That I almost found myself in a trance. Like, okay, what did she say? It's like you should do a bedtime story. You could.
I put people to sleep.
It's just that you've got that way. You just have that way. Smoke and Mirrors Day. And let's see, the 30th is Take a Walk in the Park Day. And the 31st is Bunsen Burner Day. Well, that's strange. I don't know. And then, of course, we have April 1st, Fun at Work Day. All kinds of tricks you can play on people.
We have that every day.
We have that every time. And then the 3rd of April is World Party Day. The 4th is Tell a Lie Day. The 5th is Read a Roadmap Day.
Do you have to tell them it's a lie?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So I wonder how many people really do get out. We have a big atlas when we travel, and I like looking at a map.
Uh-huh.
And I wonder, because we have phones now that we can, you know, get directions. And
right.
It's really cool to look at the whole map and to see all the roads and to see, you know, what states are next to what states, because I forget.
Yeah. Like Google Earth. I love it.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. On your computer. Can you do Google Earth on your phone, too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The 5th is First Contact Day. Yeah, that's what I thought. The 6th is Sorry, Charlie Day.
Aww.
And the 7th is Walk to Work Day. So you can celebrate any of those.
Yeah, or all of them.
Or all of them, if you would like. And if you forgot what I said, you can just look it up.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just funny holidays or...
What was the one you said back about 3 years
ago?
No, about three days ago.
Something on a Stick, Smoke and Mirrors Day, Take a Walk in the Park, Bunsen Burner Day, Fun at Work Day, World Party Day, Tell a Lie Day, Read a Roadmap Day, Read a Roadmap Day.
I heard a comedian this weekend talking about that exact same thing. Women always complain that men never stop and ask for directions. And the man says, well, women should start to learn how to read maps.
Ooh.
It was burn day.
Oh, that's a slam.
Uh-huh.
That's a slam. Yeah. Who was that? I'd like
I
to
don't
know his number.
I don't know what his name was.
Buddy,
it was funny.
Yeah.
Because it caught you off guard.
I love to look at the maps.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
My husband has a map on the wall in his office, and he wants to paint over it because he's tired of looking at it.
Is it painted on the wall?
It is either painted or glued or embossed on the wall or
was
something.
Was that in the house when you bought it?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
That's why I gave him that room.
Is it in great condition, that map?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
but
that's...
But you can't get it off.
Oh. I'd leave it.
Well, he doesn't like the bad word brown around it.
There's brown around it? What does that mean?
The brown paint. The walls are...
Oh. He could paint around it.
Possibly.
And put... Oh, you know that blue tape?
Yes, dear.
Put the blue tape around the map.
Edges.
To make a frame, mm-hmm, edges to me, and then let it flop over, you know, extend.
Right.
Then paint the room, and then when you take the tape off, it'll be a brown frame around the map. Because the brown paint will still be there.
That's a good idea.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I have 3 true or false.
Okay.
Only one is false.
Okay.
Mr. Potato Head was the first toy to be advertised on TV. Number 2, Cards Against Humanity bought an island in Maine to preserve wildlife. It is called Hawaii 2. And number 3, in 2012, a silver coin with Superman on the head side was made, which is legal tender in Canada, and there were only 350,000 produced.
Hmm.
One of those is not true.
One of those is not true. Just one.
Just All right. one.
We will read that again in the beginning of the second half of our show. So, you know, have you ever been stopped by a police officer?
Actually, yes. But yeah. He was so kind.
Was he?
Yeah, because I was in the wrong.
And he was kind because you were in the wrong?
I was driving and I was going by construction and I took the wrong lane.
Oh.
And he just came by and he said, do you know what you just did? And I said, no.
Oh.
And I batted my blue eyes. No, I did it. No, I did it. And he just patted the door before I took off. He said, all right, just remember, just watch it.
That's the only time?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Well, no.
You've never been stopped for speeding?
Yes.
Okay.
But I didn't get a ticket.
Okay.
I got a warning.
Why?
Because she was nice, too.
Okay. So she knew. She knew. You know, they kind of know. Well, I looked up things that people have said when they're stopped by a police officer.
Okay. That sounds like something.
So here's one. My grandfather is having an insulin reaction. Using your grandpa is an excuse only works if it's a real excuse. One driver claims that he and his diabetic grandfather came up with a speeding scheme. Anytime the driver got pulled over for speeding, he would say his grandfather's having an insulin reaction and ask for a police escort. Of course, the grandfather's in the car.
I was going to say,
yeah.
I hope so.
The elaborate charade only worked when Granddad was home, which meant he was not home at times. Maybe he went to Florida or whatever. You can't really do it if your grandfather's not in your car. Duh.
That's a pretty bad one.
It'd be really cool if you had some Alka-Seltzer in your glove compartment, and when you know, you just pop it in your mouth and let your mouth foam.
Oh, gosh. Well, I kind of did what you're doing, but not.
Okay.
I have something that's one of my favorite things, and that's oddities. And this is from the fact site, so you can either believe it or not. You have to check it out for yourself. I'm just going to tell you what these oddities are. Like, the first one is Boeing. We all know who Boeing is. Uses potatoes to test their in-flight Wi-Fi as they reflect and absorb the signals similarly to people. The project is called Synthetic Personnel Using Dialectic Substitution, or SPUDS. Did you know that potatoes kind of receive...
You know, now that I'm thinking of it, I went to a science fair at one of my grandchildren's schools, and they did something like that with a potato, where they had this electronic thing set up, and there was a potato, and it was plugged into the potato. But I'm feeling a little insulted. Speaking of food.
Yeah.
Did you ever get an avocado that's hard? And it's just...
Yeah.
And you're like, what? And then you wait too long, then you open it,
and it's bad.
Spoiled.
Yeah.
I did something the other day that I've never done before.
Uh-oh.
I had an avocado that wasn't ripe yet, and I really wanted to eat it.
Uh-huh.
So I rolled it on the counter really hard.
Yeah.
And as I was rolling it, I noticed kind of like it felt different on the inside. It was getting softer, and the peel almost felt like it was separating from... So I rolled it, and I thought, well, what do I have to lose, really? And because they were ten for ten.
It was hard when you first started.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So I cut open the avocado, and it was all soft inside.
Whoa.
Uh huh. I said to Mark, "You have to see this because you won't believe it unless you see this."
You ripened it that way.
Rolled it really hard. Just rolled it all around the sides and everything. Just rolled it until it felt kind of mushy, and there it was. And I did it to two avocados.
Whoa.
I didn't even look it up to see if that's something anybody did.
And you're still alive.
But yeah.
Because you ate them.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's like when you're going to cut a lemon and you roll it and roll it and roll
the
it.
Juicy.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
Okay.
All right. Was that part of your police?
No.
Okay. All right.
Nope. It just popped in like it always does.
Did you ever watch Star Wars Episode 6?
I think I've seen all of the Star Wars, but I don't recall which one it was.
Do you remember an Admiral Ackbar?
No.
Well, anyway, I never saw it, but it says Admiral Ackbar from Star Wars Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, was not a man in a suit. It was actually a giant puppet.
Oh, my. Wow.
So if anybody out there watched that, did you get that from it? Did you think it was a real person?
And it was the size of a real person?
I have no idea.
Oh, it makes me want to see the movie.
I want somebody to tell me.
Which I've probably seen but never noticed.
Right.
Yeah. I wonder why they did that.
I don't
rather
know.
Than use
because
a
maybe it's
person.
Not the size of a man, and they couldn't do a realistic thing without being a puppet.
Huh.
It's like I don't think somebody's hand was up it. I just think they had strings or something.
That wouldn't be good. I like Chewbacca. I like Chewbacca.
Arr.
Yeah. Because they don't make Chewbacca out, obviously, to be mean.
No.
Chewbacca looks like something that you could cuddle while you're watching It's a Wonderful Life. You
I'd put him in a field with my sheep.
There you go.
Try now, Wolfie.
Yeah. So another thing you can say to the police officer is, I'm driving a decomposing body.
Oh, jeez.
The only valid reason for using that excuse is driving an occupied hearse. If you're a funeral driver with a stinky body that hasn't been embalmed yet, you may get out of your speeding ticket.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Aren't we all decomposing?
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah. There you go.
Okay.
I am a decomposing body.
Yeah. All right. Bullfrogs. Do not sleep. Never. It's active during the night, and it's also doesn't really rest during the day. In fact, they were not able to observe, these were scientists, any form of dormant behavior at any point, day or night. And they've tested these frogs and found that they're always alert and ready to react to stimuli.
Never
sleep.
So they just rest, maybe?
Yeah.
On a rock?
Yeah.
Are bullfrogs the ones that people use for eating frog legs?
I don't know.
Maybe they're alert because they don't want to be fried. I've never eaten a frog leg.
Nope.
Don't want to eat a frog's leg. I know people eat them. Not a chance.
I mean, how much meat can you get on a small little...
No. It's like eating a very, very small chicken wing. There's nothing there. But I have no desire.
But the poor little thing.
Ooh.
Anyway.
I wanted to see how fast my car could go.
Oh.
That's another one.
That's really
now,
blonde.
I'd like to see the look on the policeman's face.
He probably would take a step back and say, oh, what am I dealing with here?
Well, you know what it says that he would say? There's a speedometer for that. Here's your ticket.
That's good.
Yeah, but then you can say my speedometer was broken. And then there's a whole other thing right there.
It's got to be hard being a cop.
I've been in a car with someone whose speedometer was broken.
How did they know how fast they were going?
They didn't. And I said to this person, this was a long time ago, shouldn't you get that fixed? And this person said, no. That was it. And I wonder if when you get your inspection sticker, do they check your speedometer? They don't drive it?
I don't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I wonder how many speedometers are broken.
Okay. Did you know there's a flower that smells like chocolate?
Oh, is it chocolate mint?
Native to Mexico, this dark red flower is not edible. It is called Cosmos astrosanguinis, or chocolate cosmos. And it smells deeply like chocolate, but you cannot eat it.
Can you grow it here?
Well, it's native to Mexico, so probably in Texas.
Yeah, or maybe just in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I think cosmos are beautiful.
I like the way they look, but I've never really smelled one.
No, I haven't either.
So that's something we can look forward to.
Is smelling a chocolate cosmos?
Yep.
I'm going to have to look into that. I didn't want to slow down in this neighborhood. And it says here, I guess that means that you think the cop works in a less than ideal location.
Well, I'm sure they do.
Yeah, well, they would.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think you'd probably get a ticket.
It would probably kind of be a slur to the district.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you ever, when you travel, I know you travel quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
When you travel, do you look up for the best prices for hotels and mm-hmm. planes and all that good mm-hmm. stuff. Do you use Expedia?
Yes.
Did you ever use Hotels.com?
Yes.
Hotwire.com?
No.
Trivago?
No.
Travelocity?
Maybe.
Orbitz?
No.
Well, they're all owned by Expedia, Inc.
All of them?
All of them.
Get out.
Yep.
So it doesn't matter.
Nope.
They're all probably offering the same things.
They could be changing their prices a little.
Yeah.
It's all owned by the very same company.
Don't you just hate that?
Yes.
It's kind of like when you find out that different foods are owned by one company, but they're all different foods.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess that's a little bit different. I had to think for a minute. Did you see how I cocked my head?
Yes.
Did you
yes.
see? Yeah.
Yeah, like a little dog goes.
Yeah, like, wait a minute. Let's see. All owned by Expedia.
Yep.
Where's all the money come from? I know. It's not cash. So if you tell a police officer you're late for a tailgate party, probably not. Don't try that one.
That's funny. That's
probably
funny.
Not. It says it's in college towns, football season is sacred, but it's really hard to believe that a cop would let you go scot-free because you're late for your tailgating party.
That's funny on a couple of levels.
Yeah.
In 2016, a student left a pineapple in an art museum in Scotland. 2 days later, it had been placed in a glass case as part of an exhibition. I wonder how long it took to go bad.
Oh my gosh, that's great. I wonder if that was done on a dare.
Oh,
it probably was. And then did the person who put it in, did they have a good sense of humor?
I don't know any other details. I just think it was stupendously funny.
I found a bowl. I have an oval bowl that I pulled out the other day from a top cabinet. And I looked at it this morning. It's pretty old looking.
Uh-huh.
It's got all the little crackle lines in it.
Yeah.
And some flowers. Yeah. And it's kind of yellowy. And I look on the bottom, and it says 1927.
Ooh.
On the bottom. Because I said to Mark, I don't know if this is my mother's or my grandmother's. I don't know whose this is. And then I'm like, whoa, that's almost 100 years old, this bowl.
Yeah.
And I looked at the bottom. There's some things written. I'd like to look it up. Not that I would sell it or anything or care.
No, well, but it'd be interesting to find out.
If it was worth a lot of money, maybe I would sell it.
It depends on what you think a lot is.
Yeah. So check your stuff.
I'll turn Greg upside down and look. Yeah. Because he's an antique.
Not quite,
but he's close.
Not quite.
He's a classic.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, he's a classic. Yeah, he's rare. He's rare. So if you say, I've got to go number one or number two, it says here that police say that's it's not an emergency. It doesn't really justify speeding. I think it does.
I certainly do, too, because I don't want to sit in it.
Yeah. They said it's a very common excuse.
But it's true most of the time.
It says you may have to go to extreme measures to back it up.
All right, guy.
Yeah, and what good is that? Why would you do that? Why would you go to extreme?
Let me out of the car and I'll show you how bad it was.
Yes, I know. And it's how embarrassing for a police officer if you really are, let's say you're sick.
Yeah.
And you've eaten something.
Uh-huh.
And you're talking to the cop and the police officer and you're trying to tell him and something like that happens. And what? How? I mean, they've got to feel bad for you, right?
Well, they've got to feel bad for themselves, too. Look
yeah.
what I did. Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
When watermelons are grilled or baked, they lose their granular texture and can even be used as a meat substitute, a watermelon steak. You can grill them or bake them, and they lose that texture that watermelons have.
Then they get a a texture like a steak?
No, I would think that they could be used as a pretend steak.
You need to try that. Do you like watermelon?
I do.
We'll have to try to remember this.
Grill or bake. It doesn't give directions or degrees or anything, but so, you know, hey.
I knew someone who made watermelon rind pickles.
Really?
Delicious.
Is that edible?
Delicious.
I thought they were poisonous.
No, watermelon pickles from the rind of the watermelon.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Or is it the watermelon itself? I don't think it's, I think it's the rind.
Huh.
And boy, were they good. They were good.
Wow.
Really good. Okay. If anyone out there knows how to make watermelon rind pickles,
yeah,
we don't want them from the jar from the store.
No. No.
Would you consider making those and then bringing them to us as, I don't know, let's say a present.
Or a bribe.
Or a bribe. And with that said, you know, you can come and be on our show with us.
Please do.
Anytime you'd like. Just let us know. My spinning rims make my car look like it's going faster.
Now that's just dumb.
And another one is my ghost flames on the hood of my car make it go faster, too. They had painted ghost flames. I don't know what ghost flames are.
I don't either.
Makes the car. But I like the spinning rims. That's actually pretty funny. Yeah.
Nebraska's original official state slogan is Nebraska, honestly, it's not for everyone.
Really? Hey, it's a good way to control your population, right? Hey, not for everybody. So, you know, you have to be interviewed in order to come here.
You may regret the choice.
You'd have to fence in the whole state. Another wall. Can't get into Nebraska.
Oh, I got to tell you this one. This is the good one. This is a really good one. Remember we were talking about leap year all that time?
Uh-huh.
February used to be the last month of the year, which is why it has the shortest number of days.
It was the last month of the year.
It used to be.
Used to be.
Yeah.
So why does it have shorter number of days?
Because they had 365 days a year they had to take
trim
off.
Trim it.
Yeah.
They had to trim it.
Yep.
Snip, snip here, snip, snip there. And what movie was that? And a little doo, 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 doo. That's how we make the day away in the merry old land of
Oz. Okay, time for a break. Really, really time for a break.
Oh, yes! 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Tim's Lawn Care. It's almost time for spring cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care can also take care of your landscaping, lawn care, mulching, and more. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281-4222, and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com. Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's EVCOhypnosis.com.
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
We are back.
We are.
I'm Lynn.
And Bev. And I think I am.
And together we are
Stuff.
And we are here every Thursday morning, 8:30 WTBR 89.7 FM.
Now, that's a lie.
It is. WTBR 89.7 every Thursday morning.
The show is
at
here. 8:30. But we are not.
No, we are not. It really is like tricking your mind.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh,
it tricks our minds all the time. Hey, during the break, I got a text.
Did you?
And it says, hi, why did your show end at 9:18 instead of 9:30? So this would have been last week. So our show ended early. I don't know why. Did we cut short for some reason?
I don't know. We
know what? We will ask the powers that be.
Yeah.
And thank you for texting and letting us know. We're happy that you're listening. And
so they didn't maybe get the answers to the riddles from last week?
Oh, gee. So let's ask. Did you get the answers to the riddle for? You know what? I can text
you're
this
talking
person.
To me. Instead of on your phone. She's going on the phone. Okay.
I'm going to find out if they got the answers to the riddle, so you go
that
right ahead.
Okay.
Okay.
The Bagheera Kiplingi spider was discovered in the 1800s and is the only species of spider that has been classified as vegetarian.
A vegetarian spider?
Mm-hmm.
That means no bugs?
Mm.
It doesn't eat mosquitoes?
Must not be.
Then it has no use.
Oh.
I like spiders that eat mosquitoes.
Well, you're that's a type of racism, I think. Or vegetarianism or something, I don't know.
I can't do spiders.
I don't mind spiders,
oh,
as long as they're not on top of me, you know?
Mm.
They're on my desk or something, I let them go.
I know they're good. I know they're good because they
Daddy
do
long
eat.
Daddy Longlegs are the best.
Oh, I get creepy even thinking about it. I just get creeped. My skin crawls. I just, I can't. Ooh.
She gave me a spider once.
Oh, yes, I did.
Because,
and that's because of a tradition at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what, Holland?
It may have been.
Holland, I think.
Something
and
like that.
And that was so cool because we had talked about it, and I went to a craft show, and there they were.
There it was.
Yeah. And it was cool, and they're handmade.
And I love it.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm kind of going off track for a moment.
Okay.
Because I had this that I never shared, and I want to make sure I share it.
Okay.
Aluminum foil boxes.
Yes.
So you've seen this on your aluminum foil box, but
yes,
you've probably ignored it like me. I never knew this was
okay.
here. Okay. On the ends of the box,
mm-hmm,
there's a tab.
Mm-hmm.
You fold the tab in to
mm-hmm
the box,
mm-hmm,
and it prevents the roll from moving around when you grab a sheet of
because that is annoying.
Foil. It is annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And plastic wrap, too. It's
plastic wrap has that, too?
No, it's just annoying.
Oh.
Oh, what was that?
My bird is going off.
And there's a picture of it. It is. It says, thank you for the quack, quack.
Quack, quack. That's a chickadee.
Press here to lock roll on the end. It says press here to lock roll.
Uh-huh.
And it's right, it's Reynolds wrap, and it's right there.
Okay.
And you lock the roll on the end of the box.
I shall try it.
Who the heck would know that?
Mr. Potato Head was the first toy to be advertised on TV. Cards Against Humanity bought an island in Maine to preserve wildlife. It is called Hawaii 2. In 2012, a silver coin with Superman on the head side was made, which is legal tender in Canada, and there were only 350,000 produced.
Hmm.
Well, one of those is not true.
Hmm. Do you know which one is not true?
Of course I do.
Okay. So do you want to know the best ways to get out of a ticket?
What?
Give the traffic enforcer some sense of perspective. Just make sure the officer knows the speeding he pulled you over for is nothing compared to the crimes you've committed, like,
oh, geez.
Like arson or murder. That way the speeding won't look so bad. And they'll just let you go on your way.
Oh, yeah.
Put some perspective in the officer's life.
There is a place, a country, I read just recently, where after a certain amount of time, if you murdered somebody years ago, they don't charge you for it.
You don't go to jail?
No. If enough time has passed, it's like they cap the time that if you get caught right? for murder, you're
okay.
Yeah.
And they let you move on.
Yeah. I can't remember which country that was, but
that's crazy.
Okay,
but I almost want to get pulled over to be able to use that.
You've never been pulled over?
Oh, I've been pulled over.
Okay.
I was pulled over one time, and the policeman came over, and I opened my car door, and he knelt down on one knee. And he said, if you can make me laugh, I won't give you a ticket.
And he must have known you.
Well, I think he did, yeah. And I said, if a cow laughs really hard, does milk come out of his nose? And he laughed, and he didn't give me the ticket. And he laughed. I think he knew Miss Crumple.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But that was really odd.
You didn't say utter.
No. No.
That would have been funny.
So, yeah, I actually went through a red light. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I don't go through red lights. This was a long time ago, and it was a left-hand turn, and there was a truck in front of me, and I didn't see the light until it was too late.
Mm. I'd let you go.
Thank you.
Tyromancy is the practice of predicting the future with cheese.
Well, the cheese's future is to get eaten.
Not the future of the cheese, but with the cheese.
I was so confused. I was so very confused.
I could have said, well, it could be a sauce, could be a dip. It could be a dip, could be on a cracker.
just for those of you who are interested, it's spelled T-Y-R-O-M-A-N-C-Y. So check it out.
Really? So you can tell the future with cheese. Like Swiss cheese. You'd probably, how much holes are in it. But it's not really your cheese. You buy the cheese in the supermarket. It could be any cheese. So what if you buy a hunk of cheese and I hand it to you and say, tell me my future? What if...
It doesn't work with that cheese.
Doesn't work with that cheese.
I know.
Maybe you have to make your own cheese.
All right.
Hey, drive backwards. So
drive backwards? You mean retreat? Reverse?
Yeah. It says just make sure that whenever you plan on driving fast, do it backwards. That way, when the officer asks you how fast you think you are going, you can tell them minus 60.
Yeah, because you're not going. Okay. All right.
I thought it meant when he pulls you over while you're sitting in the car, start driving backwards while he's talking to you.
Just watch his feet.
Just really slow. But his cruiser would be behind you.
Behind you. Yeah. Oh, that would be even better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see. Mercury and Venus are the only two planets in our solar system that do not have any moons.
They are. No moons. The only one.
I did not know that. And I think we grow up thinking ours is the only one with the moon. And then when we find out that there's other moons, it's like, what?
I know. Amazing what we don't know, huh? Amazing what we don't know. And the total eclipse is coming up. April 8th. I believe.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. We are actually going to Vermont. We booked a room. We got the special glasses. And I hope it's a clear night. And there's also a very rare comet that's going to be coming through that night that is not going to come through again until 2090-something. Yeah. Cool, huh? Oh, my gosh. It's so cool. Tell the officer that your cousin has just died. So what you do here is you're riding in the car with another passenger, and you get stopped.
Is the passenger the cousin?
Supposedly.
Oh.
So you make sure your passenger pretends to be your cousin. Now, I don't know how they can pretend to be your cousin
and still be dead.
And be dead. But they have to be convincingly dead. If possible, have them stop breathing for as long as they can until the officer is your cousin's dead. I think these are...
There is so many things wrong with that.
But aren't they great?
That is not something I would have thought of.
Now, if you get an officer that has a great sense of humor,
yeah,
that person can really enjoy this.
Other than that, or they put you in a straitjacket.
Yeah, somebody who says, thinks you're nuts or thinks you're not funny or thinks you're being sarcastic and then slaps you with some other kind of a fine,
yeah.
You know?
I know you like garlic.
I love garlic. Do you like garlic?
I like garlic, but I figure you'd like it more. And I just want to warn you.
No.
Garlic is known to attract leeches.
No.
Apparently.
Do we have leeches in Massachusetts?
I wouldn't think it was out of the question. I'm sure there are places and swamps and so forth. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I think the thought of a leech latching on, a leech latcher. And you know they used those for medicinal purposes way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Blood sucking or blood letting or, no, that's different. Blood letting is when they let you bleed out, right?
Bloodletting is letting a leech
suck on your...
drink your blood.
Oh, no. It kind of reminds me of a slug.
I'm sorry we got to this.
Yeah.
A man named Ronald McDonald robbed Wendy's in 2005.
I heard that. That's true. That's true. That's his name.
Okay.
I wonder what he got.
It wasn't to go.
It was to go. And he wanted it fast because it's fast food. Use a Jedi mind trick. Now, Bev, when an officer approaches you, tap into the Force. Wave your hands a little and say, "This is not the car you're looking for."
Then they take a breathalyzer.
Now, keep in mind, Jedi mind tricks only work on the weak-minded, so be wary on who you attempt to use it against.
I don't really understand that.
But wouldn't it be funny to say, "This is not the car that you think it is"? Not the car that you're looking for. You're looking for a different car. It's not this one.
I'm not sure what to say.
You say
that.
That's what you say.
Yeah.
Jedi mind.
Well, polar bears often hunt walruses by simply charging at a group of them and eating the ones that were crushed or wounded in the mass panic to escape. No direct attacks are rare.
So the weakest link.
You got it.
The one who gets trampled by their own.
Yeah.
Wow. You got to be fast then.
Yeah.
Good thing that's not true for people.
Can you imagine a polar bear landing on a walrus?
No. Mm. I can't imagine walruses running out and trampling their own.
Well, no. The polar bears often hunt walruses by simply charging at a group of them and eating the ones that were crushed or wounded in the mass panic. Well, maybe you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like those events in stadiums where people have tried to rush the fence.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
to
yeah.
Get, to get in. And yeah, that's really sad.
Yeah.
Come up with a good lie. Being a liar can have serious risks, but this strategy is used by most speeders who are attempting to get out of a ticket. When you use this approach, make sure you have a good story with no loopholes. So this means you need to prepare and practice ahead of time with your lie, like the one where my cousin, who's in the passenger seat, is dead. Because you don't know if that cop is going to call a mortician.
A coroner. Yeah.
And come up and get your cuz.
Chewing gum boosts mental proficiency and is considered a better test aid than caffeine. But nobody knows why.
I've heard that.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And I think chewing gum also helps with heartburn.
Oh.
Keeps the juices flowing. Uh-huh. Yeah, I heard that too. I wonder if it's I wonder if gum didn't have any sugar or sugar substitute in it. Just flavor.
Don't know.
Swallow the ticket. So they give you the ticket. It says here, when he does or she gives you the ticket, look directly into her eyes, grab the ticket. You need to stare at the police officer. Open your mouth, push the ticket in, never break eye contact, chew it up, and swallow it.
Yuck! They make those out of sturdy cardboard, don't they? Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, is right.
The youngest pope in history was Pope Benedict IX, who was 11 years old at the time of the election. He is the only person to have been the pope more than once.
11 years old. Doesn't even make sense.
I mean, who voted for an 11-year-old kid to be pope?
I don't know, but it doesn't make sense.
Nope.
But I know lots of kings in the past have been very young.
Yeah, but they had regents.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
But, well, maybe he had. I wonder how long he was pope.
Pope Benedict
IX. And he got elected
Ninth.
Twice.
Yeah. So I didn't know you could do that.
I didn't either. So I was trying to kill a bug. You could say that.
Okay.
I'm late for a Boy Scout meeting. That's a good one. That shows that you're, you know,
That might work.
Yep. I am trying to impress my date. Now, let's just get down to this one.
Is the date with you?
Yeah. So if you're on a date with a guy and he's driving too fast, what would you think as the date?
Let me out of this car.
Yeah. Yeah.
That wouldn't be impressing me at all.
Not at all.
Terrifying, maybe.
You're right. I agree 100%.
Wow. This is a hard one to take in. Since 1955, 50% of the population of Niger is consistently under 16 years old. The total current population is 21,600,000.
All under 16 years old.
50% of them.
50% under 16. Huh.
Well, that kind of stretches your mind.
It does. It makes you... yeah, it does. Because what do they all do? Do they leave?
Or they don't
die?
Live to older ages?
They die. Wow. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, my right foot is injured, officer. So I have to drive with my left foot. And my left foot didn't know what it was doing. So you could do that. Anything, it says anything about podiatry. You can say anything you want. And you just say, oh, I've been driving with my left foot. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Potato Head was the first toy to be advertised on TV. Cards Against Humanity bought an island in Maine to preserve wildlife. It is called Hawaii 2. In 2012, a silver coin with Superman on the head side was made, which is legal tender in Canada. There were only 350,000 produced.
I don't think they did that in Canada.
You don't think they did a Superman coin?
I think that's fake.
Well, actually, it 2012 is the wrong date.
Ah.
It's 2015, but they did do it.
They did do it.
Yes.
But that's the false one?
That's the false one.
Oh, but they did do it.
Yeah.
So they tricked us with just changing the date.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the what were the other two?
Cards Against Humanity with Hawaii 2 Island.
Uh-huh.
That's true. Potato Head was the very first toy advertised on TV.
Did you have one?
Yes, I did.
Weren't they fun?
They were.
And you needed to get more. I don't remember if you could get more
accoutrements.
To change, change it up.
I think it had to because it didn't have much with it.
No, it didn't. Not in the original. It was kind of boring. You'd do with the face and then you're done.
Of course, if you take an ordinary potato and put your own additives on it, you never know what you're going to come out with.
True. Oh, we have come to the end of our show. Thank you for listening. And our email address is
stuffingforus@gmail.com. The views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.